verse 1. I am so thankful for the Spirit of God. And look at this. This is the passage that Jesus, if you recall, the passage that Jesus opened, he was in the synagogue and they had asked him to share, and he was handed the book of Isaiah, and he finds this particular passage. And I love it. I just love it. I want to see that. I wanted to have seen that part where Jesus is doing that. And so he says, and of course Jesus is in the synagogue, and there's people sitting around and looking at him up front like you're looking toward me. And he says, and he means it as if it's him. He says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me." He was saying, like, hey, y'all, I'm the fulfillment of this. But I think it's two-part. I think that you and I can still, the Spirit of God fills us, doesn't he? Isn't he supposed to fill us? If you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, I want you to call out to God. I want you to believe God for it. I believe God will fill you. I believe that that's what he wants to do. And we need his Holy Spirit. But Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me." We know that Jesus is anointed. Now I guess the question is, are we anointed? Oh, what a question. Well, no, I just sell shoes, or I just dig ditches, or I just deliver pizzas, or I'm retired. No, I'm not anointed. Who fills you? Each one, reach one. You can't do it on your own. I can't do it. But the Spirit of God in me and in you not only can, but will do it. If you'll just say, "All right, Lord, you," what's that song, "Jesus, take the wheel"? Let him take the wheel. And you'll find that he's going to do some of those supernatural things that I mentioned a few moments ago. He's going to do supernatural stuff through you. For the Lord has, we know that Jesus was anointed. Christ means the anointed one. The Messiah. The one that they were looking for. The one that they were waiting for. Some of them are still waiting. But he came. He's coming again. "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me." But look what the Lord has anointed him to do. Or let me be so bold as to say us. Remember, Jesus told his disciples, "Hey, I have to leave." What? Jesus, you're going to leave us? This is nuts. We're just now finally getting to understand some things. I have to leave. And can you imagine the heaviness that would have come with that if you were one of his followers, one of his disciples? I would have been bummed. But then he said, "It is for your benefit that I leave. Because not until I leave can I send you the promised Holy Spirit." Huh? Okay, now we're talking. I don't think they got it quite that quickly, but you follow me. We are, the Lord wants to anoint us. And what does he want us to do? He wants to anoint us to do what? To bring good news to the poor. I think that poor is probably referring to not just financially poor, but spiritually poor. Have you ever walked by somebody and you saw it in their eyes? Bonnie, I know you have. You've seen the spiritual emptiness, darkness, a poor spirit, where they're just, that's what he's talking about. He has anointed me to bring good news to that kind of a person. And in reality, to every kind of a person. For the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. Can there be any better news than the news that Jesus will forgive of sins and wash that all away? forgive you and let you and invite you into heaven to be with him forever? It's incredible. It's incredible. But you know what it does take? It takes repentance. It takes us saying, forgive me. I've messed up. It's an R word. And I say it like that because a lot of times we don't like to hear that word, repent. But that's what it takes to get into heaven. Jesus' blood did it all. But you can't have that without going through repentance. It's part of the equation, if there's an equation. Look at the next line. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. As the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us comfort the brokenhearted. And I'm believing that the Holy Spirit did some of that this morning, because there probably are some broken hearts in here this morning. And you and I can be that to each other. And just help pick up some pieces sometimes. Say, hey, we're here for you. We love you. We care for you. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, and looky here, and to proclaim. Or preach. Well, I'm not a preacher. Yes, but you can certainly proclaim. Let us proclaim that Jesus is the Savior of the world, that Jesus is the answer. Let us proclaim that his life is worth living, that we can be forgiven of sins, to proclaim that captives will be released. You know, that one right there gets my goat. To proclaim that captives will be released. And then he goes on to say, and prisoners will be freed. How many people do we walk by on a daily basis that the enemy has bound in chains? Start paying attention to that. Johnny Allen, they don't have to be incarcerated to be locked up in their heart of hearts and can't move. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Probably most of us know. We've been bound by sin. The devil wants to get you involved in sin so that it'll keep you bound up so you won't think that Jesus can forgive you. But we have a message that'll set them free and can do it in a moment. Jesus can do it in a moment. If we will just open up our mouths and say and communicate the truth of the gospel to them. Now let me take a side note. When you get an opportunity to do that, it's all different kinds of opportunities. Okay? Some are going to be like clay and they'll just melt in your hands. Others are going to be hard and it's going to feel like you can't get anywhere with them. Some you're going to be able to tell the whole gospel. Some are going to say, "Yeah, I know all about it. Leave me alone." And then they're going to walk away. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't try. Okay? Paul was able to say, I have fought the fight. I have run the race. Nobody's blood is on my hands. That's pretty powerful. That means that he was putting Jesus first all the time. And when he had every opportunity he had, he shared the Lord Jesus with them and pointed them to the cross by way of repentance and was telling them about God's grace. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. How many people we walk by that are bound in those chains. And you know what? Sometimes we're content because we know what? We got somewhere else to get to. We walk on by. I'm talking about me too. and we walk by. Lord, would you begin to open up our eyes so that we can see and then know what to say. Amen? Amen. See, I believe that the Holy Spirit will give us the right words if we will just be saying, all right, Holy Spirit, I feel that guy or that person, that individual needs something from you. What do they need? Holy Spirit, what do they need? What do I do here? And you just walk. Jesus already said, therefore go. Didn't he? Yes. Come on, I need some more amens on that one. Amen. Therefore go. He didn't say, therefore stay and don't do squat. He said, therefore go. Go and tell them. Go and bear some fruit. Amen. Go and reproduce yourself. A privilege. If you've never led anybody to the Lord, I'm telling you, you won't have experienced anything else like it in your life. You will want to, where's Pastor Chad? I've got to tell him. And I'll be like, uh-huh, yeah, then what happened? Uh-huh. And it'll be awesome. Let's bear some fruit for him. What do you say? I want to bear fruit for Jesus. Jesus goes on, right here in Isaiah 61 goes on to say, we know that this is a messianic passage of scripture. Jesus, as already mentioned, I think it was in Luke, he read this out loud. He has sent me, the Father has sent Jesus. And I think now Jesus has sent you and I. Amen. Therefore, what did I just say? Therefore, go. He has sent me. He has sent us to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come. What a privilege. Really, this is a privilege that we get, church. And I mentioned being a good tree or a bad tree. Good trees are going to bear good fruit. And let it be this kind of fruit. There is other fruit as well. We know it's called the fruit of the Spirit, okay? And it's positive, absolutely positive as well. Can anybody tell me what some of those are? Starts out with love. Come on now. Yeah, I heard a whole bunch of them. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's the stuff that the Holy Spirit wants to produce in our life. But I think also we need to reproduce who we are in other people. I'm talking about faith. We can't do that if we don't go. We can't do that if we haven't realized that we've been sent. Church, I'm telling you, you have been sent. You're being sent. I'm being sent. You're being sent. You know, I talked to a guy just on Friday. He was a tow truck driver. My truck had some problems. And I said, hey, man, I don't know where you are with anything, but I want to make sure and point you to Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He is everything. And he wants to be your life. Oh, yeah, I know all about that. My heart wasn't convinced. You know what I'm talking about? That's as far as I could get. And that was okay that day, kind of. But let us care enough to share enough. To reach one. You know, I'm looking around the room and I know that some of you have family members who I know that they're bound in drugs or alcohol. And we walk by them every single day. The same time, not any one of us in the room can make them do it. So we just take the opportunities that we're given. Yeah, absolutely, pray. But if somebody says, hey, I'd like to know about Jesus, you don't have to go home and pray about it first. If you do, don't tell me about it. I'm teasing. You take advantage of that opportunity. Pastor, I don't know anything. I don't know all the answers to all the questions. You don't have to know all the answers to all the questions. I haven't read the whole Bible. You don't have to have read the whole Bible yet. Do you know that Jesus is the answer, that he forgives of sin? Then you know enough. It's all it takes. I remember when I first started going out on the streets, they said, here's a pop bottle or a pop can. We put this little tag on it that said, Jesus loves you, underneath the tab. You just go and hand that to people. And I'm like, "That what? Strangers?" And my knees were shaking. Believe it or not, I used to be shy. Here's a bottle. Here's a pop can. But I started to realize that God loves people. And he cares about them. And some people are hurting real, real bad. And Jesus can break that. Do you realize that he has the power to do that? I'm going to go back to the first verse. Thank you. I'm sorry. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. I'm just reading it again. Let's let this soak in for just a minute. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. Have you done that ever? I don't really need an answer. But I'm posing the question, because if we're not doing anything like that, then we're missing it. You don't have to be called to be a preacher or an evangelist, but all you have to do is say, I've called on the name of Jesus, and trust me, he wants to put his heart into you, and he wants you to reach out to other people. Jesus told all of his disciples, Matthew 28. He didn't tell, well, hey, you know what? Out of the 12 of you, I need 6 of you to go, and I need the others to stay and not do anything. That hits home, doesn't it? I'm sorry. Come on, tell me I'm wrong. He told all 12 of them, he said, therefore, go and make disciples. Go and preach the gospel to every nation. Mark 15. Got quiet. But let's let it sink deep into our hearts so that we can then communicate the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. I need to share something else. I just want to caution. I want to caution the body of Christ that's here this morning. I think the enemy's been working overtime. So here's the deal. Don't let little stuff become big stuff. Okay? Don't let little stuff become big stuff. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants us to get our focus on the little stuff instead of on Jesus Christ and on following him and on doing what he's called us to do. Okay? So if you have a squabble with somebody, it's okay. Let's work on that and let's get over it so that we can go on doing what we're called to do. Amen? That's good preaching right there. I love you. But listen, let's recognize it for what it is. The enemy wants to, what is those three things he wants to do? And the enemy doesn't like it when we focus on the lost. The enemy doesn't like it when we focus on the commission. The enemy doesn't like it when we focus on the Holy Spirit. The enemy doesn't like it when we work at seeing lost people come to know Jesus and be born again. But I'm not in it for what the enemy likes. I don't care what he likes or what he doesn't like. I just want to please Jesus. How about you? Can we all see through Scripture that that's what Jesus wants us to do? That he cares about the lost? The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Put your name there where it says me. How's that feel? The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon Chad. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon Thaddeus. Put your name in there. Yes, this is talking about Jesus. Absolutely. But I think that also, I think that we ought to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we reach others. We're called to do that. We're called to do that. Which again, let me remind you, that's why we're moving to two services. That's not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that. I see some empty seats in the room. And I just wonder who's going to be born again. Whose chains are going to be broken and being sitting in these seats and being able to raise their hands because Jesus forgave them. Jesus washed them when they repented, right? That's exciting to me. I mean, that thrills my heart. Or is it just, it's not good enough for everybody else, it's just good enough for our four no more? Come on now. No. It's good enough for everybody. Everybody. John 3:16, come on, help me out. The whole wide world, I have to put that in there every time. God loved the whole wide world. That's everybody, right? The whole wide world. I love that. So that we could be saved. You bow your hearts with me this morning before the Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would continue to do a work in us, do a supernatural work. Convict us of sins and draw us to yourself. In Jesus' name, this morning with hearts bowed, if you're in the room and you've never made a commitment to serving Jesus, to living for him, I mentioned the word repentance. That's all it takes. It's not special words. It's, Jesus, forgive me. I haven't done what you wanted me to do. I've been living my life for me, and today I recognize I need to live it for you. If you're in the room and that's been where you are, I'm just going to ask you to slip up your hand so that I can see it. And that raised hand means I'm going to repent of my sins and lay my life down for Jesus and give him all of me. If there's anyone in the room, just slide up your hand so that I can see it. Jesus knows your heart. I see that. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? Okay. I'm gonna shift gears. And this, you may have been serving the Lord. You may love Jesus. But you say this morning, I recognize that God wants to anoint me to reach somebody else, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for those who might be captive. And I'm allowing God, starting today, to use me to do that. Is there anybody who'd be bold enough to raise your hand? Uh-huh. I see those. Uh-huh. Yeah. God, I'm going to let you use me to reach somebody else. I'm receiving your anointing today. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint your people this morning. If you need that anointing, I'm going to ask you to stand up right now, right where you are. Just stand up. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Raise your hands to him and be filled. Receive that anointing to reach the lost. Receive it this morning. Oh, God, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your power. I thank you, God, for your anointing, the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Oh, I give you the praise. Lord, you want us to reach the lost. Help us to see them saved. Help us to see them delivered. Help us to see chains broken. God, and those that are broken already, God, may we be able to help them to put it all back together, Lord, by with your grace and your help. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for being God. You're sovereign. Now, Lord, anoint us. Anoint your people so that we will reach the lost and that we would have your supernatural abilities to do it, that we would have your giftings to do that. And, Lord, that help give us eyes to see. when somebody is in need. Give us eyes to see, God, when somebody's hurting and they're lost and they're bound up. And Lord, let us see and understand. Give us wisdom and understanding that when the time is appropriate and what to say. We give you all the praise for it, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let us proclaim the truth of the gospel message. What a privilege. What a privilege it is to know you. What a privilege it is to serve you, Lord. Lord, I mentioned earlier that fire that you were igniting. Continue to ignite that, Holy Spirit. Continue to fan it into flame. Continue, Holy Spirit, to burn in us, Lord, a fire that can't be quenched. The world can't quench it, God, because the world didn't give it. But Lord, we want to burn brightly for you. Help us, oh God, to honor you in all that we do. Our relationships with each other here in this church, our relationships at home with our husband, our spouse, our children, our relationships with coworkers or neighbors. Let us honor you in all of it. And help us to begin to see things that we haven't ever seen before. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. And I trust you, Lord. It's your message that we want to proclaim. And it's your glory that we want to see. And we thank you, God. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. And I ask that you would go with your people today, God. Go with them. Encourage each heart. Touch bodies, Lord, and be with them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen.